Dan, what are some of the biggest challenges that family caregivers face?
Well, the first is, you know, they've had their lives taken away from them. They had a vision of the future. They may and may not have been enjoying the lives they had. Nevertheless, that's gone. And, you know, you're no longer a spouse or a partner or even a best friend. You're a caregiver. And you're seen as that way. And many caregivers see themselves as that way. I'm only a caregiver. That's all I do.
And many of them take care of a family member with an illness or disability on top of working a full-time job or going to school.
Right, right. And or taking care of kids. There's 53 million family caregivers. And all of them need to be doing other things in addition to caregiving. And one of the themes with every caregiver I've worked with is that they think they're supposed to do more than they physically can do. So they feeling guilty and they beat themselves up. And they're exhausted because of what they are doing.
And it often changes the dynamic in terms of a relationship, right? When, let's say, there's a couple and now one of them is taking care of the other. It's really difficult to navigate that for both of them.
Yeah. You know, I was in that position after my accident. My wife wasn't a full-time caregiver, but she was a caregiver. And our roles kind of switched, you know. So here's the theme. She felt angry and never expressed it. It came out in other ways. And I felt guilty and afraid. You know, if she walks out, then what am I going to do? And I hear that from everybody with a disability. That's how the relationship unfolds.
I'm sure a lot of caregivers on some level feel angry with the situation, with the lack of support, with the never-ending job. Where can that anger go? How can people deal with that anger?
First of all, know that it's there. It's there. It's got to be there with 90% of caregivers. And they feel guilty about feeling angry because what I hear is, how can I be angry? Look what they're going through. This isn't about me, it's about them. So the anger gets held in. You need to know you're angry when you're angry. You need to be able to express your anger. So you can talk about it. You can talk about it with friends, family, and kindred spirits online. And it's even fine if you want to close yourself in a room and just scream. That's helpful too. But please don't carry it. And, you know, many people deny the anger out of shame. Be open to what you feel. It's not just about them. You're a person too.
And what can people do who have a friend or a family member who is a caregiver? What can we all do to support them?
How can I help you? That's it. And if they say, I don't know, or you can't, then be more specific. Can I make a meal for you? Can I come over there and keep you company? Can I go over there and give you some respite?
Thank you, Dan.
My pleasure, Mike, and thank you.